Hello, Creekview, of course.
Hi, Chris. It's Jesse.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. I'm okay. In the same place you called me that yesterday.
No way. Really?
Yeah, I'm walking around in Lowe's again. But,
that is funny. I was just, I said I would call you at this time. So are you ready to go ahead and get set up then, or?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So now, Chris, basically I'm just going to get some just kind of basics about your company, set you up for a client interview. That's about it. So now the best email for you is still going to be the crbw4s@gmail.com, right?
Yeah.
And is the best address for you, is it going to be the 5775 Drive North?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right. So now as far as just some basic notes here now, what are your hours of operation? Like, when do you want to be taking phone calls?
I'd say, I think I have on there like 8 to 5 or, wait,
8 to 5, Monday through Sunday?
Yeah, we don't do, I would just say Monday through Friday, because I want to set a time that I know for sure I'm going to be answering the phone, because on weekends, like, I may not be answering the phone on Sunday if I'm doing something with the family, and I don't do any business on Saturdays because that's our day, family and church day kind of thing, but.
Okay.
So, yeah, just say Monday through Friday.
Okay, and then so now you do, of course, you can pass a background check. You have a social security number, correct?
Yeah.
And then you have like a driver's license or ID card or anything like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So Chris, I'm gonna text you over just the name of the companies that will be contacting you for the background check, just so you have the name. So you'll be receiving an email within like a couple of weeks. It'll be coming from either Pinkerton or Evident ID. So it won't be coming from us or Google itself. But for the background check, it'll be coming from, again, Pinkerton or Evident ID. Now, I believe it's Pinkerton. When they send you an email, it'll say do not reply, but reply to it. Okay. And we don't know which one it comes from. It just, it's different for everybody once the process starts. So just look out for one of those. Okay.
Okay.
And then, you remember me talking about the Google reviews, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Just need to make sure you are aware of all of that. Okay, so now let's go ahead and set you up for a client interview. Tomorrow, are you more available in the mornings, evenings, afternoons?
It all depends on when are we thinking like tomorrow or?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Some other thing. Okay, so tomorrow how early can I go?
So the earliest that you could do would be like 10.
Okay. Would it matter if I was on the road with my Bluetooth?
No, you just need to be able to talk. You don't actually have to. Because he's just going to go over basically how the application works. I mean, if you want to be able to, like, look at it with him, then I would say maybe do it sometime when you're home. Do you want to do it maybe more in the evenings? Because I can do as late as 5 o'clock.
Yeah, okay.
You want to do 5?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so it'll be from 5 to 6. Chris, the whole phone call will not last an hour. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
Now, let's go ahead and do this. Okay. What are you getting from Lowe's right now?
Well, more of the stuff I got yesterday. I got this treehouse I built a couple of years ago, and it has a deck that comes out from it, and I built this zip line that goes through our woods like 200 feet out, but the way I had it set up but I want it to work for someone that is like 200 plus pounds, so I got to go from tree to tree, and so I got to build the platform out a little further to get to where the tree is.
Okay.
So anyways, I got materials yesterday, and I ran a little short, so I'm back getting some more.
Okay.
For that.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just changing billing right now. And the address for the billing is going to be the same, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, Chris, are you going to be using a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
I think it's a MasterCard. Yeah, Master.
Okay, and I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
Okay, 5347.
Okay. Uh-huh.
4071.
Mm-hmm.
5075.
Okay.
And 2721.
Okay, perfect. And then the expiration?
927.
Okay, perfect. 927. And then the 3-digit code on the back.
455.
455. Okay, perfect. So I'm going to update and process the payment for the 250. And then again, you won't have to pay the minimum monthly until after the application is processed. So however long that process takes you, you know, I mean, you can always, too, let them know, Chris, that if you need a little bit of extra time, you can always let them know that, too. So, but at least this will get the process started, okay?
Yeah.
Now, let me go ahead and do this. Then I'm just going to have you sign an invoice, and you'll be all good to go until tomorrow. One second.
Yeah, I was looking around. It looks like there's only like one company that's even doing the Google guaranteed in around my area and the surrounding areas.
Yeah. I mean, it's such a great program, too. Being ahead of all of your competitors is really, really going to help you. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and
okay,
like you said, it is right at the very top, the very first listing.
Right. Chris, it says that it doesn't match the address for the billing. Are you sure that your billing address isn't different? It's 116 Creek. No, it's the P, right? hold on.
It's 5775, yep.
Okay, hold on. Sorry. I have a different address in here.
Thank you.
I don't know how I got this address in here. Creek View. Did you used to live there?
Yeah, that's how I came up with the name. Creek View Wood Floors when I had to change my name.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. Okay. I like that name, though. It's, you know, it's simple, it's nice, it's definitely catchy.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try this. Okay, perfect. That worked. Okay, so wonderful. So let me go ahead and I'll have you sign your invoice right now. One second. This will be real quick. This is just the last thing that I'm going to do with you. Hold on. Okay. Now, so did you get a text message just now, Chris? It says, invoice, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Okay, yeah, I've got a few things coming through.
Yeah. Yeah. So this one, it should say, here, I'll just send you the invoice separately. Just
my Local Splash. Okay. Yeah. I clicked on it. So the relevant terms of experience. And
yes. Yeah. Okay, great. So that's everything we discussed in writing, Chris. Now, the one part that I want you to focus on, if you look through it, is what is called LSA. That's the Google Guaranteed Program. So everything else is not included in it. That's like other additional stuff, but the LSA is what you're paying for. So if you want to look that over and then scroll to the bottom, and then there at the bottom, it'll have a orange box. Type out your name, and then there's a little white box that says, I certify I'm the authorized holder of the card. In that little white box, press that, and then press confirm signature. Let me know when you're done with that.
Okay. I'm not sure what it's trying to tell me. Like my signature, I put in Chris Thompson.
Chris space Thompson and no space after the Thompson. Is Thompson spelled correctly? T-O-M-S-O-N? Or is there a P in there?
T-H-O-M-S-O-N.
Yeah, T-H-O-M-S-O-N, yes. So it's just Chris space Thompson and no space after the Thompson. So they're just really weird about the spaces on there.
And then what's after, is there something after Thompson?
No, just press confirm signature.
Okay. For some reason, it says signature does not match. Please type your name exactly as it appears. Please fix the highest portion of the text. Chris Thompson.
Let me see. I can try sending it again. Hold on. And it's C-H-R-I-S, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just try sending it again. One second. I might have added a space on accident. Let me try.
Oh, you said no space between Chris and Thompson?
No, there is a space, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
One second. Okay, let me try this. I'm going to send it again. Okay. Sorry, my computer's being just a little bit slow right now, so one second. Okay. What is the other company that is doing Google Guaranteed in your area? Do you remember?
Something like Flooring Grand Rapids or something like that.
Oh, okay. Do you know them?
No. No,
oh, okay.
Never heard of them. And they would be out of Grand Rapids, which is over an hour away from where I'm at. So, and it doesn't look like they even do standing and refinishing. They only do installation. They sell wood flooring, and they install wood floors.
Yeah, you know, that's also the great thing about Google Guaranteed is you can be seen so much further away. Like, have you ever been to California?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm in Orange County, right? And San Diego is about an hour away, and I can see, like, plumbers all the way up here. I mean, nobody would probably ever call a plumber that far away, but, you know, it's just getting that exposure that far away is, you know, I'm sure very helpful. I don't know why my computer is being so slow right now.
So I don't know why this thing it just won't accept the Chris Thompson.
Yeah, I'm trying to resend it.
C-H-R-I-S. I did you sent a new one, and then I redid it again. But for some reason, it just doesn't want to accept my name.
Shoot. I wish I could see what was going on. Okay.
Well, here, I'll do this. Now I'll... I sent a picture of what I did. You can see that I checked the box, and I put my name in, and I hit the confirm, and then you can see what it says down below.
Okay.
I sent you
a picture.
Snap. Yeah.
Let's see. Hold on, it's still coming through. Okay, let's see. Yeah, everything looks good. Signature does not match. Hold on. It doesn't even have a name above it. Usually it has a name right above it. Weird. Hold on. One second. Let me...
Oh, yeah, it says your name and then there's nothing there.
Let's see. One second, I'm checking with my manager right now. Sorry about this, Chris.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, so I'm going to get this fixed, and then I'm going to call you right back, okay, once I get it fixed.
Yeah.
I'm checking with my IT people. You think you'll be ready, available in, like, maybe the next hour?
Yeah, I've got my Bluetooth on all the time, so yeah, I'll be here.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm going to also send you, Chris, the application. I'm going to email it to you, and I'm going to text it to you. So after I call you in the next hour, I'll go ahead and send that stuff as well. And you already have my extension and phone number, so if you have any questions at any time, Chris, please do not be afraid to reach out to me. If you need something escalated, whatever it might be, you can always reach out to me. So
okay.
I will go ahead and do that right now, and then I will call you back within the hour, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Bye.